I'm Steve Norman, VOA English News. Russia's president has fired veteran Moscow Mayor Yuri Lushkov, a powerful member of the ruling party, United Russia, who had refused to resign under mounting pressure from the Kremlin. President Dmitry Medvedev signed a decree Tuesday dismissing Lushkov, who had held the mayoral post in Russia's largest city since 1992. For some perspective on why the firing of Lushkov, I'm joined by VOA senior correspondent Andrei Dineshnera, who was once the VOA correspondent in Moscow. Just why, Andrei, did Lushkov get fired?
Inevitably, you know, there were clashes between Medvedev, President Medvedev, who is more of a calm and kind of collected individual, and Lushkov is a scrapper.
Is it simply just that one style of dealing with
people?
No,
there are other issues too. Right, I mean, for example, a couple of months ago, Lushkov criticized President Medvedev in an article and suggesting that we need suggesting that Putin, Vladimir Putin, the current prime minister, former president, should come back to power. That initiated then the Kremlin attacking Lushkov through their own television stations.
Oh my goodness!
So all of that is. But I think one of the key things is also, you remember a couple of months ago, Moscow, outside of Moscow, there were peat bog fires and forest fires, and Moscow was swamped by huge smog. And where was Lushkov? In Austria, on vacation.
Yeah.
So, and he did not come home.
Mm-hmm.
So that angered a lot of people. So it's a whole thing of, on the one hand, politics, on the other hand, hey, listen, and Medvedev decided, and he basically fired him, saying, I've lost confidence in you.
Right. Now, does he have the power to do that?
Yes,
I know.
Yes, he has the power to do it. Yeah,
right.
He has the power to do it.
Yeltsin appointed him.
Right.
But he won some elections after that.
Yes, the president can say goodbye to him. Yeah, that's the way it is.
Yeah. You know, what about Vladimir Putin in here? I mean, if he's a supporter of Putin and Medvedev doesn't care for Lushkov, I mean, does it say anything about
quite convoluted in typical Russian politics.
Right.
Where does Putin stand?
Uh-huh.
Who knows? You know, he hasn't said anything yet. Is this kind of a first that, okay, I'm going to come back and I want to be president? Who knows? Who knows what that means?
Sounds like the old Politburo days, doesn't it?
A lot of things haven't changed.
Except
really.
No one's died yet.
Hopefully no one will.
Well, if this man is so popular and so successful, I know he's older, but he's not ancient.
No, he's 74.
Yeah, what's his future like?
That's a good question. I mean, he basically, from what I understand, he left also the United Russia Party, which was basically his. But he also has his own power base. So what he will do, it's anybody's guess.
And then on the sidelines of this, we couldn't tell his story without telling the story of his wife, who I guess is very powerful in her own right.
Extremely powerful. As a matter of fact, she heads a construction firm, and she made millions and millions of dollars based on these huge construction projects that Mayor Lushkov initiated. And according to Forbes, she is the third wealthiest woman in the world, Yelena Baturina. So she was, and they were always, you know, in cases like this, there's always some, well, is there corruption? Is there this? He's been accused of corruption, but yet nothing has been proven. But there's always this, you know, this. So will they look into that? Who knows? But the fact of the matter is that you talk about a power couple. My goodness, Yelena Baturina and Yuri Lushkov are quite a power couple in Moscow.
And nevertheless, Moscow goes on. It's a major world center.
Absolutely. And thanks to Lushkov. I mean, he brought in the foreign capital. He brought in the construction projects. He transformed the whole city into a modern metropolis. And Moscow now is on the world stage.
VOA senior correspondent Andrei Dineshnera, who was once the VOA correspondent in Moscow. I'm Steve Norman, VOA English News in Washington.